Hi, I'm Rick Campbell, KK7B, and at 4 days in May in Dayton, Ohio, actually Fairborn. And today my daughter and I did a presentation on hidden transmitter hunting with some small 432 Yagis that we built and some noise sources and modulated signal sources.
And it seemed to be well attended, and people were quite interested in the and you had antennas for sale too.
We had antennas for sale at the vendor's night here, and yes, we've done this presentation a few times before, and it's always been popular.
How did this idea come about?
I used to be a professor, and some of my students wanted to, they just had new ham licenses and wanted to try something new and different, and so we decided to do some hidden transmitter hunting with all equipment that we started building from scratch.
Whoa. So they knew how to solder.
Yes, that's one of the first things that my students all learned to do.
So what did you teach? EE, I assume.
I taught electrical engineering.
Okay. At both the undergraduate and graduate levels?
Yes.
Okay. And were these graduate students or undergrads?
Most of the classes that were involved projects like this were senior first-year graduate classes.
Okay.
So they would have a dual number, so seniors could register for them and graduate students could register for them.
And you introduced them to ham radio, and it stuck for some, sounds like.
Most of them were already aware of ham radio, and they learned about it from each other, and I certainly didn't discourage them, but you might be surprised how many college students are aware of ham radio. They just need to be talked into, okay, jumping in, and first one of them went and got a tech license, and then another one went and got a tech license, and they all encouraged each other.
Oh, great. That means that the class is kind of a tight-knit group of people interact with each other well.
I wouldn't say tight-knit, but they definitely interacted a lot. That was something I fostered in my classes.
Great. Anything else you wish to add?
No, but I've been aware of solder smoke for years, and it's a good thing.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.